Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Good morning, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser on this beautiful July 19th morning. And why is July 19th special, Benny?
I know why.
Because it's David's birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, Davey.
Oh, shucks. Thank you.
21. All right.
Exactly. He's going to have his first drink today. It's going to be very exciting. But guys, so I've had kind of a crazy morning because David has wanted to do something forever for his birthday. And I'm a scaredy cat. I don't do roller coasters. Bungee jumping is insane to me, but David has always wanted to go zip lining.
Oh, God.
So, why is it like that?
Because, okay, so we're going to Catalina Island, which is off of Los Angeles. I think it's like 20 or 30 miles off of Los Angeles.
Is that where you have to wear your sweater, like, backwards and in the knot and the underneath the neck, you know? Like,
Catalina, I don't think it's...
No. It's not fancy at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they call it the poor man's Hawaii.
Oh, all right.
So we're going to Catalina, and they have this eco ziplining tour, and it's five different sections of ziplining. And I personally am afraid of heights. Like, when we got together and David and I were first dating, one of the things he would say is that he loved roller coasters. And I pretended that I loved them because I wanted to, you know,
oh, that was
make
sweet.
Him fall in love with
That's
me. Right.
That's sweet of you. It really
lies,
is.
Lies,
all lies. Once I got that ring, no roller coaster for you. But I made a commitment that once a year I would do some kind of crazy I want to vomit excursion, whether it was the roller coaster at the New York Hotel, which, no joke, I was still shaking at least an hour after we took that ride, and I screamed at you the entire time I get to go shopping.
You are, as your witness, you seem the adrenaline seems to stay with you. Yep. After a roller coaster,
we've done a helicopter ride in a helicopter that, I'm not kidding, the steering wheel was being held together by duct tape and a rubber band.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God, I will upload a photo of it on Facebook in a second because I looked at David and he was like, but it's free.
I like how you even called it the steering wheel.
Whatever. Whatever those people do and they go with and what have you. So we're going to do that today.
Love
and
it.
So I told the people at the Catalina Eco Zipline Tour that this is the first time that a man may urinate during the zip and cry. So
bring your diapers, right?
Exactly. Brought to you, today's hour is brought to you by Depends.
Yes.
So we're very excited to celebrate David's birthday, and happy birthday. So guys, if you want to wish David a happy birthday, you can go to theinstantfeedback.com or you can call in and get questions. But come on, give the boy some love.
Can we give the boy some love just right now really quickly?
Yeah, please do.
I actually have a caller calling in.
You do?
I do.
Who?
Well, let's have her announce herself.
Okay.
David, it's Valerie.
Oh, hey, Valerie. That's so fun. Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
Happy birthday. And I think you should take Dougal ziplining because he will have a very fun time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm just wondering who's going to scream more. I think you're
going to
win.
I'm going to scream like Valerie. Like
Valerie doesn't scream, though, either.
Valerie, are you calling from Tejas?
Yes, I am.
How's it going?
It's hot.
You're right. I forgot. You moved there this summer. It's not the best time to move to Texas.
It is extremely hot, but I miss all you guys, and I wanted to call in and say hi and happy birthday. And
wait, what, Valerie, while we have you on the phone, though, let's do some gossip. Are you watching Roseanne's Nuts?
Yes.
Can we talk about it for just a second?
I love that show.
It's so
crazy.
Good. It's so good.
What was the opening? Did you see the opening when she says, I'm too rich to talk to boring people?
This is Roseanne Barr, by the way.
Right. Roseanne Barr has a new show on Lifetime called Roseanne's Nuts because she owns a macadamia nut farm on Hawaii, which she says she bought sight unseen. Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having that much money that you just, because that had to have been.
Several,
minimum $10 million. Minimum, yeah.
Well, because it's like an income-producing property, right?
Yeah.
It's a business with all those nuts.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 40 acres.
It was 40 acres?
Wow.
See, Valerie, this is why we need you. You always remember the important details of a show.
40 acres of just nuts. And then you have Roseanne Barr on there.
So right. 41 and acres.
She's a little bit of a wackadoo. Like, I think she really is.
That's an understatement.
And it's funny to me how her family keeps talking about the fact that she probably won't want to do this in another year. But that seems like quite a big investment to just kind of try out for a little period of time and then go on. So
right.
Here's my question for you, Valerie, is obviously the woman has a ton of money. Why would you do a reality show on Lifetime Television if you've got, you know, a minimum of $50 million? She's probably got like $100 million
probably.
From that show. What do you think she's doing it for?
Well, she likes to talk.
Right.
And I know you saw her on Oprah.
Oh,
right?
God.
Yeah, of course. And what I gathered from that, of her being on Oprah, is I think she's actually turned a new leaf over. Like, she has gone into, like, another step in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she wants to share it with the world. I mean, she's funny, and she spats off, and she cusses a lot on the show. But she's really got to a zen place now. She talks about, you know, meditating and relaxing and just being there in Hawaii on that land.
She's gotten more spiritual, that's for sure, yeah.
She's gotten more spiritual,
yes.
But mm-hmm. I still... I'm sorry.
Did I get too serious?
No, I mean, I know you're right, and I agree with you that she's trying, and it seems like she's in a much healthier relationship. I can't remember that guy's name, but I think he's really grounding
for
her.
Oh, right, the guy. He's a big step up from Tom Arnold.
Right,
definitely.
But agreed. But
I still think,
now I'm not a doctor. Maybe Dr. Pat can diagnose her, but I still think there's some kind of personality disorder going on while we're watching her. And I think she could own up to that. But something's kind of working. So I'll be interested to see how she handles this next level of fame, because the ratings on Lifetime were insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you notice, I don't know if you saw this, Benny, but they were also promoting Dance Moms during that show. Did you watch that?
I saw that.
Oh, my God.
They're pretty serious about those type of events. And I honestly didn't really like the owner and proprietor of the whole thing.
Of course you didn't like the owner and proprietor of that thing. That woman was crazy.
Seriously.
And she was so mean to those kids.
She was so mean.
Right.
And it was interesting how they were also, like, into the, I guess, abuse, you would call it.
Right.
Because they were like, she's going to make my daughter a star. Like,
yes.
They were so focused on that.
Did you watch it, Valerie?
No, I didn't watch it. I'm sorry, guys.
Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor.
Can I say one more thing about Roseanne?
Yeah, please do.
She also, you have to remember, she also just wrote a new book. So maybe this is the new trend. When you write a new book, you have to do a reality show. So you might have something to look forward to, Dougal.
Oh, trust me. Welcome to my world. Every publisher's like, well, when are you going to do a reality show and every TV show? I have no interest in doing a reality show. I would do a reality
show. Hand in hand today.
I would do a reality show where you walk into their world.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like Patty Stanger style, you know, like Millionaire Matchmaker. Maybe I can be like the Mystic Matchmaker.
Oh, that's good.
Girl,
I like
or
that.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that. Right? We'll all do it. Benny will be on it. Valerie, we'll all do it. It'll be like a whole thing where
Yay.
They travel around and they follow us. And yeah, it'll be very exciting.
Nobody wants to see me on TV.
Sure they do. Of course they do. Okay, so what else is going on in the news? The other thing we have to talk about, and I feel badly, but Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony announced that they're getting divorced. Very sad. But I have to say, I predicted that years ago, and people were quite hostile to me about that. But
How
I'm not sure.
How many marriages has she had?
That's a good question.
I think that's her third.
So we have the first marriage where she's getting sued by that guy all the time.
Right.
For some tape that he allegedly has.
Noah something. And then there was Ben.
And
Affleck.
Then there was Bennifer, right. And then that happened, which God knows. We all know that wasn't going to work out. And then she was with Mark Anthony for a period
for
of time.
For 7 years.
But I don't think they were married at the first time, right?
I thought that wasn't there a big drama at the beginning where she like where he was married to someone else and Jennifer came in and they were kind of still married when that happened.
Guys, we really have the facts here. It's kind of pathetic.
Well, what I find interesting about their breakup is that what I've been reading is that people are saying that it's work. Work is to blame. It's not like there was another person. It was just the fact that they both always say yes to work opportunities. And is that really enough of a reason to break up a marriage?
Well, that brings me back to Roseanne. So that's what I don't understand. I don't understand when you get to a certain level of fame and you get a certain amount of money, why people don't cash out and just live their life. So why does she keep working? I mean, American Idol, she's got to have enough money to do her own thing. But I think they yearn. So, and I know, Valerie, you were saying earlier that you thought that Roseanne had, you know, turned a new leaf and wanted to share it. I don't think it's that. I think people yearn for the attention and they can't let go of it and it becomes kind of addictive. And then we as the American public like to watch them do anything from Celebrity Rehab to Roseanne's Nuts.
Right.
But I do love the show.
Okay.
I think it's funny. So anyway, they got divorced and that's sad, but I did predict it, so I wanted to make that clear. Anyway, guys, so it's David's birthday. It's very exciting. Our whole hour, we're going to be talking about relationships. And then the last segment, a guest is going to be joining us who is the star of a very popular web series called We Have to Stop Now. Talking about relationships all hour. If you want a reading, if you want to chime in, if you want to say happy birthday to David, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Hey, Valerie, thanks for calling in and surprising us.
Yes,
yeah, thanks, Val.
I love you guys, and happy birthday, David, again.
Thank you. I love you, Val. It was so nice to talk.
We'll talk soon. And don't forget, if you can't join in on the phone, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, ask me your question. I know you're at work. You can't call. I could read it on the air. It'll be very exciting. Or join the conversation on Facebook because, guys, I kind of want to be friends. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend Glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend Glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your blood levels of vitamin D are within an optimal range, your ability to lose weight is much more enhanced? This is due to the fact that when your body has an amount that is well over survival levels, over 50 nanograms per milliliter, then and only then can your body take that surplus and create calcitriol, the most important steroid hormone in your body, in charge of balancing hormones like thyroid, which controls metabolism, and other hormones such as insulin and cortisol. For more information, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Or please call me at 1-888-827-9770. That's 1-888-827-9770. Powerful medicine, powerful healing for a vibrant life.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. It's birthday day here on the Dougal Fraser Show because my husband and producer extraordinaire, David, It's the day he crowned. Very exciting. Guys, if you want to get a reading today, call me at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. We're trying to stick to topics of relationships, but any question will do. And if you want to send in an email question, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question live on the air. On this birthday, I have to admit I got a little tense this morning. I get travel anxiety. As you know, I talked about the fact that we're going to go to Catalina Island, but I'm usually one of those people that like arrives to the airport 45 minutes early. I'm a Xanax on a flight kind of a guy. I know that's not good for a spiritual person to say, but it's true.
You know what I was impressed about this morning, Dougal, with getting ready and how you were saying you get a little nervous on a travel day? Is the fact that you still continued, you know, you want to do your work and still step out of your comfort zone. Like, this is something that we try to do every year, I feel like, is try to do something that's a little bit scary, that's a little bit new.
Well, not only that, but usually I take the day off before we travel to prepare for myself. So the fact that we're doing an actual work experience the morning of, driving me crazy. But I have good news. We have a caller. Shannon, we're available. Hey, Shannon.
Hi, how are you, Google?
I'm great. Good morning. What's going on?
I'll just tell you what my I'm having issues with. I'm a 37-year-old woman living in Los Angeles. Attractive, intelligent, and have a really fun, full life. But I do have one issue. I guess since I was dating since I was 16, just for 20 years, I feel like I've been having the same dating patterns in relationships.
Okay, so you said you were having insane dating patterns? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the same dating patterns over and over. For 20 years, it seems like the same men, same types of men, the same issues coming up.
Right.
And I'm at a point in my life, I would like a partner, I would like a family, and I want to know how to heal them, where they come from, how to heal them, and if you see someone in my life in the future.
Well, here's the first thing. The minute I focus on your aura, I see a really soft green, almost leaning into a yellow color, and it keeps flashing over and over again. And when an aura starts flashing, it talks about indecisiveness. So one of the things that you need to work on is it seems like you keep changing your mind on what you want and when you want it. There's a part of you that exudes an energy that says, I'm independent, I'm strong, I don't need anyone, which is partially true. And then there's another part of you that gets kind of, it's like the pendulum swings in the opposite direction, and you start to feel kind of like you want more intimacy, and you need more attention, and you need the feeling of support. And I feel like the true you, the authentic you, is somewhere in the middle. It's like you have one foot in both worlds. Can I be the independent person who's going to be successful in my career? Because it does feels like your career is really important to you. And at the same time, can I also be that person who wants to create that sense of family, that sense of consistency? And how do I straddle both worlds? Does that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and here's the deal. At the moment, you may not notice this, but in my opinion, most of your energy seems to be focused towards your career. Now, your mind may say, I want to date, I want to date, I want to date, but your soul and aura are saying, I'm in a career space right now. This is what I want to focus on. So that's why we need to shift the amount of time that you spend with your career during the day. My advice to you is in the next week, I want you to keep a log on a piece of paper of how much time you spend actually focusing on work versus focusing on nurturing the heart center and nurturing the family part of your life. Because it's simple things. Even when you're in the shower or like at the end of the day, you've still got work on your mind. And, you know, I always talk about a basic principle that energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So what we think, we create in our space. So when you walk into a social situation, all people feel from you is career woman, independent, which is partially true. You need to learn how to shift your energy into, yes, I'm career woman and I'm independent, but at the same time, I'm yearning for more intimacy. So you have to actually schedule. I know it sounds ridiculous, but schedules seem to work really well for you. You need to schedule in, like, today I'm going to spend an hour just being with a friend that has nothing to do with work. Tomorrow I'm going to spend an hour talking to someone in my family life in order to bring in that family energy. I don't think there's anything you're doing wrong physically in the dating world. It's more about thought. There's something about your career. I don't know if your job is like important or something like that, but there's something about your career that you really identify as your personality type. And we need to switch that. Career is only like 25% of you. There's so much more there. And I think when we can find that balance on a mental level, then you'll be able to attract in a relationship. The good news is I do see a relationship next year, specifically in the month of April. You attract in someone who, I can't, do you have a sister?
I did have a sister.
Okay. It feels like you might meet through your sister because there's a woman that introduces you and it's like a setup and you feel really nervous about it and I feel like you're rolling your eyes, but that's how I feel like you get introduced. So there's a family connection there. Like it could be someone from your past. It could be someone that you've known before because they feel like they know your family. But my advice to you is you love your schedule. You know you love your schedule, right, Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want you to do is pencil into your schedule, I need to focus on my personal time. And even if you just write it down, you're setting the intention and it starts to attract things in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Shannon, well, I wish you the best of luck with that and call me back in April and let me know.
Thank you, Google.
Okay, have a great day. Guys, we're going to go to the next call, which is Annette. Hey, Annette, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you. Thanks
You're
for taking
welcome.
My call.
My pleasure. What's going on in your life?
A lot. I am moving.
I was just, oh, God. Wait, stop. I hate when I do this. I swear I was just going to say, are you moving? I swear. All right. That's so funny. So you're moving. We're on the same page. Go ahead.
Okay. Going to be going through divorce. I've got two kids. Starting basically a new career. So anything you want to pick, any advice you want to give me, please.
Well, here's the deal. I want to give you permission, and I'm going to use this word deliberately. I want to give you permission right now to be selfish. One of the things about your life is I don't have to teach you how to be a healer. I think the ability to balance and take care of other people comes extremely naturally to you. What you are learning this lifetime in this current transition, though, is how to take care of yourself. And what I always try to tell healers is you have to take care of yourself first in order to provide energy for other people. And you're going to be working a lot with the energy of guilt right now. It's like as you make this transition, as you set up this new space, both career-wise and even with your family, there's going to be a part of you that goes through a lot of self-doubt. And I feel like my job today is to tell you, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You're making the right decisions. And this next year is about you creating a foundation that has nothing to do about anyone else at first. It's about you feeling connected to your heart, connected to your purpose. And then once you make that connection, once it feels really direct and really clear and really clean, then you can finally take care of other people. There's something from childhood where I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, Annette, but when you were younger, it's not that I was like, it wasn't an abusive environment, but I do feel like oftentimes my needs went overlooked and you learned very quickly to let other people go before you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And you continued that pattern in adulthood. And then I think you got it. It's like you set up friendships, you set up relationships with people where subconsciously you were like, no, don't mind me. You know, you go first. And it kept repeating that pattern over and over again. And then you were left with nothing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now we're in this phase where you're redefining your boundaries and you're saying, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to take care of myself, which first of all is terrific for your children because they're going to mimic that energy. And the second thing is, I want you to feel comfortable knowing that that's the right thing to do. Have you struggled with guilt with some of these decisions you're making?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do today is I would love to have you take some index cards and I want you to write up and try and come up in your own words, but I deserve to take care of myself. Or I deserve to put myself first. And I know, you know, especially mothers, I know you're kind of programmed to think like, oh, children first. And technically speaking, of course, I want you to honor your kids and take care of them. But we have to kind of replenish our own resources before we can actually give to another individual. So I think in this transition, as you become more, and I mean this in a good way, as you become more self-centered, it's going to be easier for you to balance. It's going to be easier for you to attract in equal partnerships, and you're going to start feeling much, much better. So I applaud you for the changes you're making, and please know you made the right decision.
Wow.
Does that help, Annette?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, feel free to send a check, too. No, I'm just kidding. good luck with Annette. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Do we have time for another one? All right, let's go to another caller. We've got Doreen. Hi, Doreen.
Actually, we've moved over to Lindsay instead.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. I have family in Rochester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep, that's an hour away.
We're bonding. What's going on in your life?
Well, my grandmother passed away in December, and I was very close with her.
I'm sorry.
I was actually with her when she died.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. She was the age. She lived a full life. I just was kind of wondering about her and just wondering if she was okay. I just have been feeling like she wanted me to reach out to someone and ask about her.
Well, technically, I'm usually not a medium, but what I can tell you today is when I do focus in on your grandmother, she feels at peace to me. The one thing that I keep talking about, though, is who's been worrying about money? Were you the one thinking about money? Finances seem to be swirling in someone's head, and I keep hearing...
I have abundance issues that that I'm just working on clearing and feeling like it's safe for me to be abundant and take care of myself.
Yeah, because I keep hearing over and over again, get over it, get over it, get over it. And let me ask you a question. Who was your? What was your grandmother's name?
Margaret Maggie, we called her.
Okay, and who in Maggie's life was the alcoholic? There was a male alcoholic who's also on the other side. Okay, so the sense that I get from her is the male alcoholic is over it. Like, he's at peace, too, and that feels really, really good. So my feeling right now, a lot of times when family members pass, is they pick an area of your life that they're going to help you with, kind of like an angel from the other side. So your grandmother helps you to get over your abundance issues. So anytime you feel worried about money, you feel worried about manifesting money, I want you to think about your grandmother, and I want you to get that energy to her, okay?
Oh, yeah, that'd be easy to do.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for calling, and have a good day in Buffalo.
Thanks, Dougal. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care. Guys, bye. We're taking calls. It's happening. We're talking about relationships, whether it's your spouse, your grandmother. I'm here. Give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Or go to Transformation Talk Radio and send me a question. I've got Marnie in Seattle, James in Oregon, Liz in Louisiana, Chelsea in New York, Mike. God, I'm going to try and get to everybody. We're going to take a quick break. My name's Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Recent research shows that vitamin D triggers a very strong anti-inflammatory response in your body, which means it's a powerful tool in your medicine cabinet if you have arthritis and/or any other inflammatory condition. For more information, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com. Or call me at 888-827-9770. That's 888-827-9770.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Every time you turn the lights down, just wanna go that extra mile for you. Got my
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Frazier. Again, our show always sounds like a gay cruise line. From Britney Spears to Lady Gaga. It's always very exciting. But that's because I'm the queer guy with a third eye, so how could we not go to that place? So we're getting so many questions on instant feedback. It's insane. Guys, if you can't call and talk to me live, you can always go to dougalfraser.com or call 1-877-936-8425 to book an appointment. And David is always very happy when I give out the toll-free number. But I want to go to Liz in Louisiana, which I think has a great question. Liz says, crazy aura. Can you see if someone is mentally unstable in their colors? Liz, I'm obsessed with you. That is a great question, and I actually hear that question a lot. So here's the deal. When I'm looking into someone's aura, and this is going to sound kind of gross, but there's a color that's kind of grayish, almost kind of looks like mucus in a weird way. And people call it a tear or a hole in the aura. Typically, when someone is really mentally unstable, talking about like a personality disorder or multiple personalities or schizophrenia or something like that, they have these blocks in the aura. Now, normally, it's also someone who is so psychic, they're so connected to the astral realm, they cannot separate reality from the astral realm. So it's really, really difficult for them to understand. The other thing that happens is when I'm around someone that has that kind of energy, the hair on the back of my neck tends to stand up. I can feel it from really far away. We used to have this really sweet guy, and I hope he's not listening, James Mango. He was my stalker for a period of time, and I loved James Mango. But he would show up to appearances all the time, and he'd have letters, and he used to think that I was talking to him in his dreams, and I wasn't talking to him in his dreams, but a really sweet guy. And I would always see these images in his aura. So there are certain ways that you can actually repair it from both a pharmaceutical perspective and with therapy. But then there's also things you can do with visualizations, you know, to try and kind of steady that stream of energy that's coming in. But it's usually a consciousness that gets so much, they just kind of burst through and it's too much energy for them to handle. But Liz, great question. Guys, so we're going to go to our next caller. Again, if you want to try and reach me, 1-800-930-2819. And I believe we have Doreen on the line.
Hello, Dougal.
Hey, Doreen. What's going on?
Everything and nothing. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I suppose I should know, though, because I'm the psychic.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, you know, my question really is, my life has been in turmoil off and on for the last 2 years.
Right.
No complaining, just a lot of stuff going on. So my question really is, you know, if I wait, usually things don't happen. So with all I've got going on in my life currently, is it like the right time to start dating again? Or would it be best to wait until the other things in my life, like, become even more settled?
Well, I mean this with love, but waiting for things to become settled around you is probably not going to happen. You have really electric energy. So when you walk into a room, you kind of make things move. And I mean that in a good way, but like, it's just things are happening. I feel like I've had 16 cups of coffee when I talk to you. You just have a lot of energy coming through you. So I wouldn't wait for things to settle. I definitely think, though, for you, attracting in a relationship with someone who has a little bit of a calmer energy would be good for you. Immediately when I focus on you, I keep seeing the image of someone juggling. So it does, I don't know if you have multiple jobs or if there's like people you take care of, but there's 9,000 things going on in your life. And one of those things has to be removed in order for you to pull in a relationship. Right now you feel blocked. Like I don't know if it's like the art of flirting that you need to learn, but when you walk into a room, I don't think people know you're single and they know you're available. So what I want you to start practicing with right now is telling people in your life what you need, whether it's a friend or a family member, but you need to nominate people in your life and say, you know, I need you to help me, you know, go to the grocery store or plan this event or clean up the garage or whatever it is. But when you set that tone of inviting people in, it shows the universe that you're trying to attract like-minded consciousness. And normally what you want to do is you don't want to bother anyone. You just want to take care of everything on your own, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's worked really well for you. But what you need to do is start attracting other people in. So those are simple techniques in order to change your energy. Can I ask you a weird question? So they keep flashing images of the healthcare industry or nursing, or who was talking about studying nursing or going into the healthcare industry?
I don't know. I hadn't considered that, to be honest with you.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be you. Someone around you was talking about it. I can see it right there.
I'm not aware of anyone.
No one around you right now works in the healthcare industry.
Anyone who works in the healthcare industry. I have a friend who works for an insurance company.
No.
And she's a nurse by trade.
She's a nurse by trade.
And then I have a distant cousin who's a nurse, but
Definitely not the cousin. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but the entire time I talk to you, I keep seeing some image of, I wrote down nurse on my pad, but I keep seeing some image with someone that works in the healthcare industry. Now, I don't know if that's a relationship thing, if that's what's coming in, but I know I sound like a crazy person, and sometimes it's like psychic Tourette's, but write it down, and I promise something will come up. I keep seeing something about, what do you do for a living right now?
I'm currently unemployed.
Okay. So, it could be, my guess is, something comes up that has to do with the healthcare and wellness industry. That's my guess. And I don't know if it's nursing because I keep seeing red now when I talk about it, but something comes up where you're in that environment and it feels like a really good environment for you. I don't think you're the actual practitioner, but it's the people around you. But something keeps flashing over and over and over again. And I want you to email me back when this happens. It should be within the next like 3 to 6 weeks. It seems really, really fast. After that is when I think you manifest a relationship. But to answer your question, now is definitely the time to start dating.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dougal. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Doreen. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, we're going to do one more caller. We've got Pam in Indiana. Hey, Pam.
Hi.
How's life in Indiana?
Hot. Very hot.
Well, that's fair. What's going on in your life, Pam?
Well, I've went through a divorce, and I've talked to somebody overseas for 4 years, and I just don't know if he's ever going to hop that puddle.
He is not going to hop that puddle. I would love to tell you that he's going to. You know, long-distance relationships are so difficult because each person kind of creates a little bit of a fantasy in their head, and part of it's fantasy and part of it's reality. And I'd love to tell you that it's going to work out, but I don't get a great feeling from it right now. You feel like right now you need to kind of cocoon, go inside, do some self-healing. I definitely feel some weird issues with Dad. I think your dad tried to be a good person, but he definitely had some struggles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for some reason, a lot of your relationship dynamics come from your relationship with your dad. So one of the things that I'd like you to do after you get off the phone with me is I want you to write a little short story about your dad. Any memory you want. I just want you to write down about the situation, the personality type, what your memory was from him. But I get a sense of someone who had a really hard time letting go of anger. And I think sometimes you attract people into your life who need a lot of help because it's what you're used to. And what I'd like you to work on is attracting someone in who's a little bit more balanced and a little bit more available for you now. So what we have to do is change the pattern of what you're used to. So after you write the story about your dad, then I want you to write a story of like a Prince Charming or like a very romantic experience of what the new relationship is going to look like. It feels like we have to reprogram your mind to understand what positive love and encouraging love and supportive love looks like. And I know this relationship that's overseas right now feels good, but I always want you to remember when someone's emailing or, you know, when it's a brief conversation over the phone, you can kind of rehearse what you want to say. And it's terribly romantic, but unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work out. Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
How about my employment outlook?
Your employment outlook looks a lot better than romances. So that's a good sign. Yay. Applause, Benny. Anyone?
Yeah. Well, I'll just give it to her right here. All right. Yeah.
So that's good. Try really write about your dad. See what you can do about that. Cause I think there's some good information from there. Okay.
Thank you so much. Dude.
You're welcome. Stay cool in Indiana.
Really?
Guys,
outro, right?
I know.
Stay cool
in Indiana. All right, we're going to do one quick caller before we get a great break. We've got Kate in Los Angeles. Guys, we're huge in Los Angeles today. Hey, Kate, are you there?
I think it's Katie. Yeah, they're Katie.
Oh, Katie.
Yep.
Katie.
Darling. Hello.
Hey, Katie, it's Dougal.
Hi, Dougal.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's your question?
My question is about a first date that I'm going on tonight. I just met...
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I guess I'm just curious to see how it will go.
It feels okay. I think you have a nice time, And I think there's like a short burst of what I would describe as kind of like a fling, but I don't feel consistency with that. Part of the reason for that is I think you're working through some of your own issues right now. So you're going to repeat some patterns with people that mirror stuff back to you that drives you crazy. So really take a look at the past couple of dates that you've gone on, any of the issues of that individual that drives you crazy, because there's something to learn there and you seem to keep repeating the same pattern. So you're going to have a good time and it's a free meal. But other than that, I don't think anything really big is going to come from that, unfortunately. But have fun, get gussied up. But for guys that are listening, when you're having dates and it's not working out, you always need to realize that this is a lesson. There's something from you to learn. It's almost like an interviewing process. What you exude to that individual, what they exude to you, teaches you to say, okay, this isn't what I want, so I'm going to tweak this in the next experience. So you just use it as a practice, test me. But in my feeling, you're going to have a good time, but I don't get a huge sense of a love connection here, okay?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
See, that's why I call my book, But You Knew That Already, because I'm telling you stuff you already know. Thanks for calling, Katie. Thanks for calling, and make sure that they pay. Okay? Okay.
I would. Yeah, already let her go.
Oh, you already let her go. Okay. Yeah. Guys, we're having so much fun here, and I'm very excited. In our next segment, Kathy DeBono is going to be joining us. She is the star of the hugely, wildly popular web series, We Have to Stop Now. If you haven't heard of her, I mean, lesbians across the world are obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her. She's a new friend. We met her last week at the premiere of the second season of the movie, and it was extraordinary. So she's going to be joining us to be talking about relationships, her relationship, life in general, and a benefit that's going on in Seattle if you want to meet her, which you have to go to because it's extremely important. So guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're having a ton of fun. I've had too much coffee. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm very excited because we have a guest with us today, someone who I met recently through our friends Amy and Annie. Guys, you remember when I was talking about that pool party, the lesbian pool party? Well, one of the people is here, Kathy DeBono, who is the star of like a hugely popular web series called We Have to Stop Now. And people are already saying Diane in Seattle, Kathy and Jill are the best. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How are you?
Listen, about a stadium full of people just showed up.
Exactly. So, can you explain We Have to Stop Now?
I can. We Have to Stop Now, like you say, is a series on the web that we've also, there's two seasons out. We've also taken each season and edited them together so you can experience them as a feature if you want to just sit down and watch them all at one time. We Have to Stop Now. If anyone's been in therapy for any length of time, I'm sure they've heard that phrase from their
therapist.
Since
age seven.
There you go. Yeah. So you recognize the phrase.
Absolutely.
Or something, you know, some portion of it.
Well, my phrase is we have time for one more question.
Yeah. Exactly. It tapers down the session and lets you know it's over. So We Have to Stop Now is a comedy. Mm-hmm. But the characters in the story are really sort of grounded in their reality, and so you will feel them. You know, it's not sort of like a slapsticky comedy, although at times there's some tripping and falling and fun stuff.
But the premise is you play a therapist, and your partner, who is also your partner in life, is also a therapist, and you guys wrote a best-selling self-help book on relationships.
Correct.
But technically, your relationship is totally screwed
up,
which
so
I love.
At the top of season one, you meet Dinah and Kit. That's our names.
Right.
They're this married lesbian couple who are both therapists, and they go to their couples counselor, who is played by comedian Suzanne Westenhofer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
I know
about
her
to,
from the gay crew circuit.
There you go. Well,
she's
would.
Huge on there.
You would. They want to get a divorce, but when they go home that day, they find out their book has hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list, so it's time to, you know, keep up appearances and do their best.
Right. And so you guys are a real life couple.
We are.
Jill Bennett. And what was that? Is that the first time you guys worked together?
You know, Jill and I, we met doing a couple of films together. I did a film out at the wedding that came out a few years ago, and Jill was in one brief scene in that film. So we met there, but we didn't really get to know each other until we did a film called And Then Came Lola,
mm-hmm.
where we were cast as ex-girlfriends.
Mm.
And all of my scenes in that film were done with Jill. So I spent all of my time rehearsing with Jill, getting to know Jill, and we became friends there, and we you know, realized we really enjoyed each other's company. And what we loved was we loved working together creatively.
Oh, cool.
So when that film was over, we decided we wanted to do more. We just have a great creative chemistry together, and we wanted to do more.
Well, I'm curious about that, because so we met you socially, and obviously you guys are a great couple, and we got along really well. And then when we went to Outfest to see the screening, it's definitely painful, parts of it, because you're definitely struggling. How do you, you know, I'm not an actor, but how do you separate what goes on at home versus what's going on in the actual scene itself? And do you pull from issues that you're having? Like, do you ever kind of work it out within the characters' names on set?
Right. Well, at the very beginning, when we first came up with this concept, with the creator and writer of the show, Ann Noble, Jill and I sat down and we realized we needed to keep very open communication about everything that was going on, so we didn't take on Dinah and Kit's issues.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want
method
this
method acting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want this to become, you know, art creating life.
Right.
Backwards. So we keep very open lines of communication, and Ann Noble, who is also a friend of ours, is paying close attention to what's going on in the room. And one of the fun things about the show is Ann sort of draw Dinah, the character that I play, sort of draw her core issues out of what she knows about Jill in real life, and vice versa. So Jill's character, Kit, sort of comes from a core where Kathy lives in the world, more energetic, more emotional, more based in those places. And Jill is a much more practical, logical, lead with your head kind of a person. And that's where my character comes from. So to answer your question, Anne would very often write these scenes where Dinah and Kit are working out some issue, and some line inevitably in the script would show up where I'm finding myself saying something I've heard Jill say to me.
That is so weird.
And vice versa.
Right.
And
so you get to see each other's perspectives.
Yeah, it turned out to be this sort of wonderful drama therapy, which is actually a form of therapy that people will use.
Yeah.
because as an actor, when you need to try on your dialogue and you need to make it your own, you need to listen to it and hear it in a different way.
Right.
So we've had some interesting moments.
Is season two on the air? I don't want to give it away. But so let's say you guys are dealing with an obstacle in the relationship. And because when I watched it, first of all, you're a great actress. Like, I was really impressed. I was so there. I got emotional. It's like a journey. It's funny. It's deep. It's everything. Like, it was really well done.
I appreciate that.
But when you guys are arguing, how do you go home? Like, because you're obviously charged. Do you immediately disconnect once you hear cut? Or, you know, even like after the show today, when I leave, I'm a little shaky afterwards,
right.
When you go from that transition. How do you separate, you know, how do you just disconnect and then go back to lovey-dovey, we're all together?
I think that is a great question. And I think for Jill and I, we've now come to a point where we've had a lot of practice doing this together.
Mm.
And so we can sort of take the gloves off and do a fight scene and really connect to it. And if it goes well, if we actually really go there afterwards, we will be more connected than beforehand.
So tell about safety and trust, because I think for you, I call it radical dialogue. If you're with your partner and you can express anything, whether it's truth or reality, this is your feeling in the moment, and it's safe enough for that person to, whether they get heated, and it can even become a polite and honoring argument, but it's an experience. If you can be safe enough to express it, it's very cathartic and can be really healing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think Jill and I have been doing this together long enough now that a lot of things that we may have feared or had anxiety about in the beginning are less concerns for us now. We know the difference between Dinah and Kit and
right.
Jill and
What's
Kathy,
real?
And we know how to bring the real of our relationship into it.
Yeah, because you can feel it.
You can
feel
it,
I mean, obviously,
it, yeah.
The passion and the feeling and all that stuff, it's very powerful. So I want to talk about, you are going to be in Seattle, and I have to read this because my memory is terrible because I'm becoming an old lady. But lesbook.com is presenting the first annual DJ Smackdown Gala. It's going to be at the Baltic Room in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. So if you're in Seattle and you want to meet Kathy and Jill, you got to go. The benefit is benefiting the It Gets Better project. So if you want to buy tickets, go to lesbook.com. Have you ever been to Seattle before?
I have, and I have to correct, that was a mistake that I sent you.
Oh, you did?
The
okay.
It's Get Better project.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually for the Trevor project.
Well, for both of those projects.
Either project is fantastic. I confused two events.
And if people want to see the series, how long has it been going on?
Gosh, a little over 2 years.
Oh, it's been that long.
Yeah, we did season one like sort of on a whim and just for the fun of, you know, like you said with your radio show, grabbing
that's what I wanted to talk about.
It by the balls, yeah. And do it yourself.
You can.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is interesting. You know, in my work, I get so many questions from people who want to be writers or they want to be actors and they want to be singers. And it's not really about that. What they want is fame and they're waiting for it to happen.
Right.
And am I correct in thinking that this is a series that you were so passionate about? You guys made it happen, right? This is kind of a self-motive. How'd you do that?
We did. Ann Noble, who created it, had originally created it in mind for a straight couple. I mean, Ann is a straight person, so that's where her experience lies. And
we don't hold that against her.
We don't hold it against her. We love Ann. Yeah. And she had been wanting, she'd known Jill for a very long time and had been wanting to work with her and brought it to Jill and said, let's talk about this. And Jill was like, well, Kathy is a therapist.
I was just going to say, right.
Which Ann didn't realize.
Right.
So it was sort of serendipitous. And she was like, I would love this for you and Kathy. And so we took it and decided, screw it. We're going to do this ourselves. And we're going to just put it up online. And people who find it and want to appreciate it, that's great. It was never a labor of, let's try to make $1 million.
But it's a big deal. Like, you have like 50, 60,000 hits on some of the episodes. Like, it's really popular.
It's you know what? It's a good show.
It is a good show.
I think it's a good show.
Yeah.
And Ann Noble is so brilliant. Such a brilliant writer. I mean, everyone who walks away from watching the show has to comment on what great writing it is.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be the highest production values in the world,
mm-hmm.
but it looks decent. And that's.
But when it's good content,
yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean?
It's the characters
right.
that are so fun.
So you are a therapist.
I am.
Okay. And you said that you used to do a show online. We were talking about it during the break.
Yeah. I did an online show called What's Your Problem?
Uh huh.
And it was, you know, it was sort of a. I wanted to create a scenario where you could have fun watching it. I didn't want it to be sort of heavy and, you know, irritating that
mm-hmm.
you're on there talking about your issues, but I wanted it to be fun. And I wanted to provide a place for, you know, there's a lot of people in our community that are isolated. They don't
Absolutely.
Live in the gay mecca of the
yeah.
universe like we do.
Right.
And I wanted to provide a place where they can sit down with their gay friends or their, you know, their gay aunt or their big sister, however you want to
mm-hmm.
put it, have a glass of wine and talk about that issue that's on their mind. And so I would take letters, have a guest on the show, you know, a musician, an actor, someone in our community. Mm-hmm. We'd drink a glass of wine. We'd give our views on their issues. And I would give my perspective as a therapist.
I love it. You have to come back. I think we should take calls. I think we should give advice. It would be super fun. Guys, if you're in the Seattle area, if you're listening on KKNW and you want to meet Kathy and Jill, go to the Baltic Room. Go to lesbook.com to get tickets. It benefits the Trevor Project.
That's right.
And you can meet them this weekend, and it's going to be very exciting. Kathy is going to come back and do a whole hour with us. So, Debbie, I see you in Los Angeles. We are going to take calls the next time. It's going to be very exciting. If you didn't get to hear all of the show, go to dougalfraser.com, click Recent Press, and you can listen to the archive later. Guys, it's David's birthday. We're going to go zipline. I may urinate in the air. I don't know what's going to happen.
But it's probably depends.
Exactly. It's probably going to make for a great blog. So happy birthday, David.
Thank you.
Guys, it's been a great show. I adore you. Go to dougalfraser.com. And if we don't talk today, we'll talk next week. Have a great day.